This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today we're biking in Kincaid Park. The mountain bike trails known as Single Track are one of the park's most popular features, and it draws all kinds of riders.
We're up for the challenge. It's a beautiful sunny day. The weather's warm, and we're ready to come out and explore.
Diana Mariello is here today with her family, who range from age 12 to about 50. They're all avid bikers, and today they'll be trying out the single track for the first time.
So I think we'll see how I fare.
Single track isn't your typical biking trail. It's narrow, and it bends and dips dramatically, speeding riders across the bumpy terrain. Lee Bowling oversaw the trail's construction as project manager.
I really wanted it to be like a roller coaster. I did a lot of mountain biking in college in Reno, Nevada, and up in the high desert there, and there's some great trails there. And it's like, you know, we need to have some more flow trails here in Alaska.
Bowling is vice president of the nonprofit group Single Track Advocates. He says currently the Kincaid Single Track is 9 miles long, but starting this summer, the STA will expand it another 6 miles, making the loop an ambitious 15 miles.
It'll be a kind of a big traverse, so to speak, from along the north side. So you can ride the existing single track trails, and you can pop out at the Raspberry parking lot, and then you can take this trail all the way over to the coastal trail, and then that'll loop back into the beginning of the existing single track trail that's there. So it kind of makes this giant loop out of the park.
Although the trail expansion had support from the community and local government the whole way through, Bowling says it wasn't easy to finalize. Finding money and volunteers is hard enough, but Kincaid Park is shared by many groups.
A lot of people don't even know there's an active archery range. It's out in the middle of Kincaid Park right now. So we had to work with the archery group to figure out, okay, where is a safe place to go so that, you know, you're not in proximity to the archery range. You don't want to do that. And then we had to work with the North Ski Association too, because they're the biggest player out in Kincaid Park. And we want to make sure that any trail we build isn't going to affect the Nordic skiing trails that are already there.
Bowling says the original Kincaid single track took more than 240 volunteers and 2,100 hours of labor to build. The STA will be relying again on their volunteers for the second phase of the trail, and Bowling says he wouldn't have it any other way.
It's great to see, a person will go out there and they'll be hand finishing a bank corner. And then when they go out there and ride it, they're like, that's my bank corner right there. And they have this like emotional attachment to it, which is pretty cool, because if there's anything wrong with it, they may go out there and fix it themselves.
Back on the Kincaid Trail, one of the few single track riders I run into doesn't want to say his name, but he will say that the expansion is a great idea. It's not busy on this Friday afternoon, but apparently the quiet won't last long.
Like today, everybody's at work right now, but you can bet about 4 o'clock, there'll be people sizzling by here like every second.
As for first-timer Diana Mariello and her son Tony, they're going to wait and see how their first trip goes.
Maybe 9 miles for a 48-year-old is enough.
Nine miles is good, but when they extend it, we need to come back.
Coach, the jump! And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For pictures of the single track expansion plan or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.